It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
Skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Well, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. As DT takes a final swig of his alcoholic beverage, is your no drink November thing over? Can you start drinking again?
It's December 9th, bro.
Oh, well, I don't know. You make up your own rules half the time, and I don't know what they are.
Yeah, no drink November all the way into December. Like, get out of here. The moment the clock struck midnight on December 1st, I had me a michelada and a margarita all mixed into one that I put into a blender and then pour like 3/5 of a vodka bottle.
Did it bring you joy?
Oh my gosh, I never slept so good.
Oh yeah, because Joy's also joining us on the live stream. She chimes in. Hey Joy. Oh, gotta do it. I'm a little, you know, lethargic in the throat. Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee.
What?
A little rough, sorry about that, but Joy's joining us on the live stream. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also chime in on our live stream on Thursdays at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live and YouTube. Live. Well, I'm glad that you're drinking again. That's all I've ever wanted. That is my grown-up Christmas wish, is for DT to be drunk and falling down once again.
It's funny because all I want for hippopotamus.
Wow.
Totally ruined.
Wow.
That.
Totally ruined.
Okay, let me explain to y'all just what happened. DT's lips were saying one thing, but then his alcohol-addled brain jumped in the middle of what his lips were doing. His muscles and his tongue got confused, and he literally said the joke in reverse.
I really did.
He went with the punchline first, and then his lips tried to connect it, and it just didn't work.
No.
That's you were not ready.
No, I wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. We are happy to be back with all of you for another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm going to do something on this show that I have never done before. I will honestly say that this is something. There's not many things I have not done on this show. But this in particular thing, I'm going to do for the first time.
Ooh. Oh, I'm curious to see what this is.
I'm going to give praise to the little nigglet, Kevin Hart.
What?
I watched ABC's live in front of a studio audience today on the Ulu, and they were doing two old throwback shows. They've done this before, and this time they did The Facts of Life, and they did Different Strokes. The Facts of Life version was just went over my head. The Facts of Life show, when it was on, the original, went over my head. I just didn't get it. You know, Tootie. What?
That's the one with the girl that played Regine, right?
Yes.
From Living Single?
No.
Younger?
What? I don't think so. Look that up. Nevertheless, they did Facts of Life and they did Different Strokes. The Facts of Life reboot, I didn't get it. I think Regina King played one of the characters, and it was just a big old huge bucket of okay. But Different Strokes, the reboot of Different Strokes, and AK-47 chime in off the live stream. Hey, y'all. Hey, AK.
I knew I wasn't. Ooh, I knew I wasn't.
What is it? Whitley? What is her name?
Real name is Kim Fields. And she played Tootie.
Yeah, she played.
But she was also Regine from In Living Single.
You know what? I didn't tie it together. You were absolutely right. I was thinking, when you said Living Single, I was thinking that other tall, skinny, goofy, frizzy-haired lady.
Oh, you're thinking Maxine.
Maxine was the strong, butch, almost lesbian, but loved that other ugly guy with the really funny chest hair.
She was the only skinny one on there. The other one that was tall, oh, the goofy one?
The goofy one is who I was thinking was Regine.
You were thinking Sinclair.
Sinclair, that's who I was thinking. But no, that's not who that was.
And that's played by Kim Coles.
See? Kim Fields, Kim Coles, Kim Coles Queen Latifah.
Yeah, and then you got Erica Kim Alexander.
Oh, she was the lesbian that went with the dude that had the funny chest hair.
Yeah, Terrancine Carson.
Yeah, nevertheless, they did The Facts of Life, and they did Different Strokes. And I really enjoy Kevin Hart's way of playing Arnold in the reboot of, not the reboot, but the, they don't call it a reboot. They call it a live in front of a studio audience because it's all shot live. But I really enjoyed Kevin Hart playing off of Damon Wayans, who played Willis. And then, you know how, do you remember the show, The Different Strokes? Different Strokes?
I never really watched it. I just know that it was the one with Gary Coleman. Like, what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, it's the What You Talking About, Willis show. But in the show, back in the day, because, you know, I'm old enough to know this, Willis always, they had a lot of episodes where Willis would have friends from Harlem come up to the rich side of New York and visit the mansion. And in this episode, it was one of those episodes where Willis and Arnold got into a fight. And Willis had a friend over, and guess who they brought in to play the friend of Willis?
Who?
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Was it Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
It was not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I am sorry.
Oh. Was it Little Rel?
It was not Little Rel, even though that would have been hilarious, but I think it probably would have been a little bit too much. But I don't know. Let me see. I probably won't get this right, but I'm going to say, ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Snoop Dogg?
They brought in Snoop Dogg to play off. to play God. Willis's friend from Harlem. Dude, I'm telling you.
Oh, that just sounds funny.
You put Snoop Dogg, you can put Snoop Dogg in a freaking nursery rhyme and hilarity will ensue. And the, oh man, dude, are you going to watch it or I'm going to spoil it? I don't want to spoil it because it just aired yesterday.
Well, I'm the type of dude that, like, even if you tell me what's going to happen, like, I will watch it just to see how well you described it. Like, you can't spoil things for me.
Okay, Joy, we're talking about ABC's Live in Front of a Studio Audience that aired yesterday, Wednesday night, where they redid an episode from The Facts of Life, and they redid an episode from the Different Strokes. Okay, so Joy, if you have not seen it, Joy off the live stream. If you have not seen it, you might want, I don't want to spoil it, but it was just so much fun. I won't spoil it. I won't spoil it, Joy. Okay. I won't spoil it, Joy. But watch it. I loved it. John Lithgow. Do you know who John Lithgow is?
I do know who John Lithgow is. Third Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun fame. John Lithgow played Philip Drummond.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And if you remember, well, you don't because you didn't watch the original show.
Well, because I was too young for that.
I understand.
That came out before I was even born.
I forgot. In 1978, I had to be, what, 30? So the...
Like, I didn't even know Janet Jackson was part of it.
She was. She did have a role. She was Willis's love interest. But
didn't she also get beaten Good Times?
Well, maybe because, you know, she went to the Joe Jackson School of greatness. But one thing that happened a lot in the original Different Strokes is that Arnold would always have a powwow with Mr. Drummond and he would sit on his lap. That's all I'm gonna say. When Arnold was having a rough go at something, he would sit on Mr. Drummond's lap. Also, Mr. Drummond, because Arnold, played by Gary Coleman, was very, very small when they were taping Different Strokes, Arnold was often carried by Mr. Drummond.
No. Did he kick his feet?
Kevin, you drive me crazy with everything else that you do. At least you finally did something where they didn't lock your little ass in a car. This was hilarious. If you have not seen it, go watch it. It's funny. It really worked. And you have to, and they told you to suspend belief.
Yeah,
because, you know, Kevin's got a full beard and he's playing an 8-year-old. Impossible. Yeah. I wasn't really looking at Arnold and Willis. I was looking at Kevin and Damon Wayans, Snoop Dogg, and John Lithgow playing off of each other. And it was hilarious to me. It was absolutely hilarious. I didn't want to suspend belief because it was just that good. And Kevin, okay. Kevin did a great job. Go watch it. Check it out. If that's your bag, Daddy-O, go watch it. It's hilarious. The Facts of Life. It's on Hulu on ABC. It was right up on the front page of Hulu when I logged on earlier today. And it was done live in front of a studio audience. And I will give you this teaser, DT, and everyone else. Everybody didn't stick to the script.
Oh, okay.
Everybody didn't stick to the script, and just think, Kevin Hart, Damon Wayans, John Lithgow, and Snoop Dogg, all on
just ad-libbing.
All
ain't
of
nothing but an ad-lib, baby.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America, you wanna laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy Cast? We got Corey, he's bougie, and we got DT, he never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy, and little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio show. Radio show. Radio show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast. Oh,
Fat Guy.
Boom. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide. Heard by the best Fatnetics. Yeah! This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And I am your co-host, Corey Blaze. And yes, I am the fat guy. I am the fat guy, but I identify as skinny, so I am trans-slender. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. Today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store. Give a gift that gives back. An item from our swag merch store is that gift. By giving a gift from our swag merch store, you're gaining a new listening buddy and empowering the show. Buy two of the matching items from our swag merch store and you double down. Now you got a new listening buddy, you power the show, and you're matching. Who wouldn't want to be twinsies for the holidays? Make yours and ours holidays brighter. Make yours and our... Did I just hit puberty in the middle of this commercial? Make yours and ours holiday brighter by ordering from the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store now with more. And we thank you. All right. Welcome to the show, everyone, everywhere. Thank you to those of you that are joining us on our live stream. We greatly appreciate you doing so. You know, I got a couple of things that I want to get off my chest here.
Give them off your chest.
I'm going to do something that is going to be so cryptic, so under. I can't go into details, But I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Bill, listener Bill, go ahead and fast forward for the next 15 seconds, buddy. Bitch, I know you watching, or I know you listening back to this, and you expected me to say something about you this week. I'm just going to let you know this here and before. This here, you can't control, bitch. So because you had a little extra bitch pill this week and decided to fan it out on your boy here, this one thing you can't control and you can't touch. So go F yourself. All right, I'm back.
Hey, at least it ain't kids singing.
it is not kids singing. Someone took a little extra of their bitch pills and decided that they wanted to just, you know, give me some unwanted attention. And maybe in that arena, they could do that, but not in this one. But I know that they're going to be listening to this one, hoping that I'm going to say something that they can pull into that situation. And I'm not. What I'm saying is, bitch, I got your number.
I got your number.
All right.
All seven of them. All calling you out, bitch.
What? I didn't tell you her weight. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. welcome to the show. That was fat shaming. And if you knew what this heifer did to me, you'd be okay with it. All right.
Oh, no.
Look, I mean, this show is my therapy in a way.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Get off chest.
I gotta get it off my chest. And when something goes awry, so I don't have many outlets to express myself. I don't have anybody that I wake up to. That means I don't have anybody that I go to bed with. Therefore, I can't have pillow talk moments. So I have to wait until I come into this world, this arena that I have, to express myself. And unfortunately, the situation is extremely sensitive with the person involved. That I can't go into details, but what I can do is say things that make me feel better. And that's what I did.
Well, let me put on my therapist hat. So go ahead and lean back. All right. And
wait, lean back. You're not my dentist.
Go ahead and tell me a story.
Please keep drinking. No, it's just that someone just, I guess someone had their lasers out this week.
Just feeling for you.
Just looking for nitpicking things. You know what I mean?
It was like the laser. It was like the nitpicking Squid Games.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And the thing is that I was caught in the crosshairs. And I'm like, why are you, what have I done to garner this attention? Like point to the fat black doll where he hurt you. Because clearly you are
I don't have a Sharpie big enough.
You are if she was inflicting whatever pain she was dealing with onto me.
You. Yeah, that typically happens.
You know what I'm saying?
Hurt. They say hurt people hurt.
Yes. I will give you this tip. If you are ever in an email conversation with me or an instant message conversation or a text message conversation, and I text you back, thank you. That's not what I'm really saying. That thank ain't a thank.
Starts with an AF.
It starts with an F and it ends with an UCK. I said it.
Frank Chuck?
Yes, yes. Frank Chuck you. Frank Chuck you. And your mama too. You know, I mean, look, I take it with a grain of salt sometimes, but when you're just being vicious for just the sake of being vicious and you're in a power trip on being vicious. Look, I did an episode of Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable. I think it was the last one that we just released. And I talk about bad bosses and crappy bosses and why I think that's tied to the supply chain problems that we're having, even though it is loosening up and getting a little better and those ships are getting out of the Gulf of California, wherever the hell that they are. But I think that a lot of this pandemic shook up the fact that people that were forced out of jobs when they were invited back, they're like, I don't want to go back because you're a crappy boss.
Yeah.
You forced me out. You woke something in me. I'm still breathing. I didn't die. Because I don't work for you anymore. And I think that's the problem. You know, psychologists say all the time that People don't leave jobs because they don't like the duties. They leave jobs because they don't like the people that they work for.
That is true.
And I believe that the supply shortage, and I explain this in more details in Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable. Go check it out. It's on YouTube now. How I tied that to the supply shortage and supply chain and the lack of people in some of these industries that we have overshadowed for so long, that we've overlooked for so long. Like teachers. Last year, teachers were heaven sent. Now that these schools are back over, we got parents ready to go back to the way things were, attacking teachers. And I'm like, you know what? When you were furloughed, if I was a teacher, I wouldn't want to go back neither. When things get back to somewhat normal, you got to deal with these bucket parents. You know what I mean? But
it's free daycare for these parents. They don't even care about their kids.
It is free daycare. And then until the teacher assigns a book that's got one sentence in it that's sexually driven. And then all of a sudden you got people sitting outside the Paradise Valley School District board meeting trying to get that teacher fired over one little line in a book. Because of those sexually frustrated Hausfrau Yinta parents that then spit out 8 kids out of their vagine, and their husband don't want to touch them anymore because he's stooping down his secretary anyway. So what else do they have to do but to go down there and try to get some Paradise Valley school teacher fired? Paradise Valley school teacher was an angel last year. When he sent your little nose-minding kids home and you had to teach them at home, then we all were like, oh, teachers are the best. But then now schools are back open. Yeah. And now we're like,
teachers don't do anything. They're lazy. Teachers are underpaid for all the work they've done.
Like tremendously underpaid. Teachers should make as much as an NBA star makes. Honestly, and I've always said that, and I will always be on the side of teachers. Now, I don't want to
100% agree.
I hope I don't, shame anybody, but I am the product of so many teachers. Now, there might be some teachers that want to distance themselves from that.
Don't blame that on me.
Don't put like Steve Harvey said, don't put that on me. But there are some teachers that were very influential in my life, and I do this and. When they go back and listen to some of the things I've said, they're probably like, that wasn't our product. He made that up on the way out to school.
Right.
But nevertheless, somebody just decided to, set her lasers on me. And
lasers to stun.
This is the way that I decided to deal with it. I haven't said any names. I haven't said any organizations. I haven't said anything like that. You know what? I've said what I said, bitch. Come at me. Come at me. Come get this if you want it.
Or you can come get this.
you can go get that too.
No, I'm good.
You probably be the only one that get that she got in probably many years, because when you are that tight and wound up, ain't enough.
She a born again.
Ain't.
She got a born again bean card.
All right, we're up on a break here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of this, I'm going to send DT a text message. I'm going to text him a picture, and then I'm going to send him some content for the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Corey, I do my makeup every single show day on Thursdays, but people won't see us if they don't know where to go. They can go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe to my beautiful face.
It's not just your face. It's all of our faces. My face is there. D-Tay's face is there. Little D's face is sometimes there.
Well, sometimes, yeah. He's on that N-word time.
But you're absolutely right, D-A. We go through a lot to look good on our live stream. So we like to invite everyone to catch us out on our live stream. And the one greatest thing about the live stream is that people can interact with us.
I mean, they can comment live time and then they'll be on the show.
And become part of the show.
Can I say like, comment, and subscribe again?
Say like, comment, and subscribe again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Again.
Again.
Our show streams live on Facebook on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then you can watch us the next day on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fatguyradioshow. It's amazing. Only thing about that on YouTube the next day, you can comment, but it won't. Be on the show.
I mean, but we'll see it because we watch me all the time on the playbacks.
Well, I'm on the show too, dear.
I usually skip forward.
Where do you think AK-47, Lady K, Martha Moo, and all those guys and gals get their fame from?
Me?
No commenting on our live stream, do you?
Oh, on live on Bookface.
Live on Facebook, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
What time again?
7
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
I'll see you there, maybe.
You have to be there, D.A. You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this ain't have to burn.
No, that was the last commercial.
Oh.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Time to find the right gift with Walmart's Gift Finder. Our site's through our site's Walmart banner.
Retake.
Time to find all the way from the top. All the way from the top. Frog in the throat. Junior broadcasters. Okay.
You sound like you didn't swallow someone's mother.
All right, hold on. I swallowed her son. All right.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
The one that hasn't been born yet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time to find the right gift. I'm sorry, Walmart.
Lord forgive, off the hinges.
Lord forgive me for I knew exactly what I did. All right. One more gear from the top.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Time to find the right gift with Walmart's Gift Finder through our site Walmart banner. Find the best present for everyone on your list. Just got a whole lot easier. Answer a few questions. Who's the gift for and what's their age? And the Walmart Gift Finder will find the perfect holiday gift. For all your holiday shopping, gift, and eats, please shop through the Walmart banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's right there at the top. You can't miss it. Walmart. Shop now. Shop often. Shop through the Walmart banner at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank ye. All right. Welcome to the show.
You can read.
I can read. Eventually. Don't worry. We'll fix that in editing. Not. All right. I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay.
That I took.
Ooh.
When I was leaving work one evening.
Okay.
And I don't know if we could even put this up because it's someone's license plate.
Mm.
So I don't know where we stand on that, but I think it may have been a license plate on a rental.
Okay.
But we'll put it on our Facebook page and I'll blur out the part of the license plate that I'm not going to mention. All right. Of course, you okay. know, I had this picture right in front of me and now it's gone. Oh, okay. Come on. There's too many pictures in my phone. All right.
And today on Can He Find the Picture?
Wasn't that supposed to be a new bit you're going to come up with and what's in Corey's phone?
Oh, no.
Dude, thank you. I swear I had the picture right in front of me. Okay, it moved. All right, here we go. I'm going to text this picture to Day-Tay.
The picture grabbed, grew legs and walked off.
Day-Tay, this is a real license plate that I saw leaving work one night. An arena, right. Okay?
Okay. I'm waiting for the picture to come through on my phone.
It is flying about 17 miles away, so. Oh,
it just came
in. All right.
I am now opening the text message.
Mm-hmm.
I am enlarging.
That's a real license.
What in the Sam Hill?
That's a real license plate, bro.
Like, that has to be a custom because there's no. And of course, it's from that state.
It's from Texas. Okay, so folks, what we're looking at, I'm going to try to describe this. I can't put it up because I wonder if
Where's that little black kid when you need him? That's racist.
No. Okay. Basically, I'm going to try to put my finger. Should I try to put my finger over? Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
All right, so I'm hiding the last four. It's the first three letters of this Texas license plate on this car that I'm coming into question. So I'm leaving work And this, and that was a zoomed in picture. I'm going to show it again wide all the way out. And I'm hiding with my finger the last four because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But basically, I'm leaving the arena and I pull up behind this car waiting to turn and leave because, you know, the game was over. And I looked at this license plate and I said, does that license plate say what I think it says?
It does.
And I'm like, hold on a minute. And I'm like, I rub my eye. And I'm like, there is no way that that license plate says what I think. That has to be a broken X or something. So then I get real close, almost right in the bumper of the car. I kid you not, folks. This license plate is KKK and four numbers.
Yep.
From the state of Texas.
I'm telling you, it got to be a custom. And you know what makes that so ironic?
That is so... I'm going to try to hold it up again. That, because I don't want to show the last four numbers.
No, you're good. Yeah,
that's literally perfect. The license plate, folks.
But what makes that so ironic is that that license plate is on the back of a Hyundai. Like you couldn't at least get like a Ford or a Chevy, like American made if you're repping the KKK.
I would have understood if it would have been a Ford F-150. Exactly. I would have understood. Now here's what I think, though. I don't know if the state of Texas requires, they put their registration stickers in the front windows, huh? Because if you notice, there are no stickers on that plate.
No.
But see, okay, then that cancels out the thought that I had that this was a rental.
Oh, yeah.
But even if this was a rental, why wouldn't a rental company, when they got this plate, want that changed?
Exactly.
Or if this is someone's car that they own, why wouldn't you want to get that changed? And the thing, what DMV person in Texas approved this license plate?
You know what's funny, though? I actually know the driver of this car, and it's a brother.
It's a dude. It's a bro.
It's a bro. It's one of the Negroes.
It's probably one of the Negroes.
He said, I'm taking it back.
probably one of the parents of some kids singing the national anthem. How would you not go and immediately get this plate switched out or take it back to the rental counter and say, nah, y'all give me something else because I am going to see a lot of African-American men dribble an orange ball down a hardwood court. And when I leave, someone may see this and someone may take a picture of it and that someone was me. I could not believe that someone has a license plate that starts with KKK. It's a real license plate, folks. I wish I could see. I did it real fast. It's real. We'll blur out the last four numbers because I want to protect the person's identity, even of though course. They clearly probably wouldn't do it for me.
Probably not. They'll probably have you strung up behind the KKK mobile.
Dude, seriously, how is that a license plate? I have custom plates on my SUV, the one that hasn't ran in 5 years.
You know what? I honestly think we're reading this the wrong way. Oh. I know what it stands for.
Okay.
All right.
What I'm thinking you're about to say.
No. It is a Klondike killing kid. Like that's KKK stands for. Klondike killing kid.
You got it wrong. It's Krispy Kreme killers. They love them some donuts. Love them some donuts. I'm telling you right now.
Donuts.
Krispy Kreme killers. Because Krispy Kreme's cream is spelled with a K, ain't it? It's not a C.
It is.
It's C. Krispy Kreme killers is what they are. Listen, when I got my custom plate for my SUV that hasn't ran in 15 years, it's how the time got a little longer. Nevertheless, I had to go through almost like 3 days of approval processes just to get my plate that I wanted. I got like four calls from someone at the ADOT, Arizona Department of Transportation, asking me to explain the meaning behind the letters that I wanted. and what it was saying. I had to explain that.
Which is weird because yours literally explains itself.
It's self-explanatory if you really think about it. But they wanted to make sure that it didn't. I believe what they were trying to do. And one lady told me this. She was like, I want to make sure that it's not something that is derogatory. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. And I said, this is the picture of the car and why the license plate is what it is. And that's literally, it's the license plate is explaining what it is, what the car is, you know, what the vehicle is. And what do vehicles do? They go.
Yeah.
You know, I had to go through like a 3-day process of answering emails or not answering emails, answering phone calls, explaining this. And then they were scrutinizing it so tight. At the end of the day, I was the one that had to pay an extra $50 every year just to have the custom plate. But I had to get it past like 3 levels of approval. Oh. How did this make it out of Texas?
Because it's Texas. Here's how that call went.
Bring, hey. Bring, bring.
Oh, yes, sir. I'd like to go ahead and give me a custom license plate. Do you want me to give you what I want on the back right now? Okay. It's going to start off with the letters KKK. And they said, sir, say no more. You're approved.
You're approved. Yeah. Yeah.
I won't get me one of them custom plates. And what am I going to put on it on there? Let's see. I should put my mother's name on. No, I ain't going to get my mother's name on there. She dead. I'm glad the bitch dead. I won't get allowed them. I can't spell too well, but I know my alphabets, and my alphabets is A, B, C, D, E, F, K, K, K. We'll get 3 K's on that bitch. That's what we gonna do.
You know what's funny? When you said I get my mother's name on there, I was like, maybe the dude did this for his family. Maybe he got Catherine, Kate, and Kathleen.
Yeah. Like, no, there ain't no Catherine, Kates, or Kathleen's in Texas. Or
Karen.
No, there's Karens in Texas, but there
ain't. Karen, kerosene, and Carol oil.
I'm telling you, it's Krispy Kreme killers. I'm telling you, that's exactly what it has to be. That's the only explanation for this license plate. But I saw this license plate, and it completely threw me in. And I literally had to I took a picture of it. And when you zoom out, I'll cover it up, but I'm shooting it through. You can see part of my dash because I'm in a driver's seat, and I'm like, I'll rip my phone out of the holder. I unplug it from Apple Play. You got to go through all that when you're trying to take a picture out of your phone. I'm just like, you done lost your. I'm like, but this cannot be real.
The thing is, to me, is like, you are driving a Hyundai hatchback with this on there. Like,
okay. All right. So while we're in my phone, just while we're in my phone, okay.
What the hell's on Corey's phone with D-Tay and Corey sexy some of my gun?
Okay, this one. Okay, for those of you that are getting this in the audio, it's not going to make. I'll play the audio. I'll play the audio. This is me. Let me set it up. It's me. Where are we at on break? We good on time?
We got like 5 minutes.
Okay, good. Break. That'd be perfect. All right. So this is me in my car sitting at a stoplight. On 19th Avenue, not on 19th Avenue, on the freeway, Black Canyon Freeway and Camelback Road. And I'm sitting, I'm getting ready to head north onto the freeway. Again, okay. I'm leaving work. And I see this. I don't know. I've shot, this was November 27th on my phone, clearly. And I filmed this, so I apologize if I use any expletives. We'll have to take it out. But, I'm going to try to do my zoom in on my camera detail so you can see. And I'm going to try to play the audio. This is me sitting in my car on my recording this on my phone. Let me see. Oh, wrong button. I always hit the wrong button. It's 3, not 2. All right. Let me see here. All right. I'm sitting in my car and this is what I capture.
This dude is in a full onesie walking down the street. That's a full onesie. That's a full fluffy onesie.
She got my shoes.
A
a full fluffy onesie, bro.
Okay,
you so must have known. You must have knew you were gonna put this on the show because you said fluffy instead of what you wanted to say.
No,
which is Frank Chuck. That's a full Frank Chuck fluffy,
dude. Was mad mauling up the street in a full on onesie.
What makes that video so much better is he walks all the way across the street in the onesie.
In the onesies. And it's blue.
Stops and says, hold up, my shoe ain't right. Checks his shoe, puts the shoe back on and says, all right, now we killing it. Let's go.
This brother was hard bobbing in this freaking onesie. It's a onesie. I'm not kidding you. Here's a freeze frame. It's a freaking onesie. Dude,
he's rocking it hard.
And if you've ever been on Black Canyon Freeway in Camelback, you know where I was.
Yeah.
But, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, really?
That's hilarious.
You ain't got no shame, bro. That is
hilarious.
You ain't got, you know what? More power to him. You know what I'm saying?
Heck
more.
Yeah.
Do it. And it wasn't, that was, what, November 27th, so it wasn't really that cold yet. You know, so.
Yeah.
I picture that dude probably just woke up from old girl's house. He's like, you know what? That's freaky stuff we did last night. All my clothes is messed up. I'm just going to put on this onesie and just, I forgot my mask so I can't get on the bus. So I'm at the heel toe it back to campus.
he pulled out that scene from Don't Be a Mess. Should I wear this Tech 9 with these khakis?
Oh my gosh. Dude.
Should I wear this AK-47 with these Dickies? You know what? Never mind. I'll just wear this. Onesies said, let's go.
Dude, I'm telling you, the streets of Phoenix are on fire. If it's not Krispy Kreme killer license plates, it's big 6 foot tall black dudes in blue fluffy onesies.
Hey, at least it wasn't the Stitch onesie.
Oh, it wasn't. And while we're in my phone, I might as well. Oh, coming up later in the show on my phone is the OnlyPans segment. We'll do that next. We're gonna take a little break, a little longer than normal, folks, and we're just gonna play a little bit of the hip hop music for our live streamers. But we need to take a technical redo break real quick. So just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this. DA, put your pants back on for the love of everything holy.
I don't need to. You want to know why? Because this is Afterburn, bitch.
Dude, it's just a commercial. We're just talking about it. You don't have to get in full regale or out of full regale.
But how else am I going to show you that I can make it slap on both thighs?
You make it slap on both thighs when we're on the show. This is just a commercial for Afterburn to invite everybody to go subscribe so that they can hear more of this and possibly see your ability to slap it on both thighs.
Watch Thursday's show. Can't see me tucking in between my thighs either. Look, I got a little camel toe.
Oh my God, nobody wants to see that.
Then why are you still looking, Corey?
Put that away.
Never. I'm going to rub it on everything and give it salmonella.
This is why people subscribe to Afterburn for the audio and subscribe to Afterburn for the video. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it. And Lord knows, between UDA and my little brother, DJ Little D, God knows what you'll see on Afterburn. Here's the interesting question, though.
What's interesting about it?
The one that should be naked is the one that's never naked.
You.
DT.
Nah, that's your little mocha cub.
You need to put your pants back on, and everyone listening needs to go subscribe to Afterburn so that DA can take his pants back off. You see the circle of life here? Are you seeing the circle of life?
Watch this, Corey.
Oh, God, you go! Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. This commercial needs to be over. It needs to be over right now.
Smell the mic.
I can smell the slapping.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Thank you to our live stream viewers for that extra little long break just to reboot a system here All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you a last minute doer?
Yes.
Well, the Home Depot's got you covered with when you shop through the Home Depot banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Last minute holiday prep ideas that keep you warm and cozy or entertaining and celebrating with free holiday decor pickup at your local Home Depot. Get started today and every day you shop the Home Depot at fatguyradioshow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. For those of you that are just joining us on our live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. I'm fat, but I identify as thin, and I am trans slender. And that is Daniel D.T. Taylor, who I can only hope and pray that he continues to drink and hopefully leaves his camera on a little too long after the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that everybody... The time for the segment that is sweeping the nation. It's time for OnlyPans.
OnlyPans. In the kitchen, OnlyPans. With Corey, OnlyPans. In the kitchen.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I continue on my tour of, F-ups in the kitchen, I'm bringing you one that I thought was going to be a disaster that actually turned out pretty damn good. And D.T., I believe you'll relate to this very well.
Okay.
Here's my tip. You don't need a pie pan to make a pie.
Ooh.
Okay, you don't need a pie pan to make a pie. As I successfully navigated ruining my solo Thanksgiving, 3 days after Thanksgiving, I made not one, but two pumpkin pies. I made one in a cake pan and one in a tart tin. And we go back to Corey's phone because I have receipts. Is it three or two? I forgot the number. I have receipts of my Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, pumpkin pies in a cake pan and a tart tin.
Okay.
You do not need a pie. Now, it's preferred to have a pie pan, but I didn't. D.T., we mentioned how a lot of the stores were like out of the frozen pie tins. So I bought the rolled, but then I realized I thought I had a pie tin, but I didn't.
No, because it's very well documented on this show because we actually recorded you making your chocolate pecan pie.
Yes.
You used that tart tin.
I did. I totally forgot that I did use that tart tin. Now, when I did the pumpkin pie, out of the pumpkin canned pumpkin once it arrived 2 days after I ordered it. When I went to my best friend's house and picked it up. Check out Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable if you want details on how much I ruined my Thanksgiving. I made it out of a can, so it wasn't anything fancy over the top. It's my first time. I've gone on record to say that I am not a baker. Baking is not my strong suit. I am a savory chef, but I wanted to dig into this, and I gave it a go. I put one of the pie crust in a cake pan, a 9-inch round cake pan, and the other I put in a 9-inch tart tin, which is basically a shallow cake pie pan, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
The only thing that was different is that the cooking time had to be a little longer for the cake pan than it was for the tart tin.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, but they both came out successfully. I ate them both, pies.
Are gone.
I ate them both alone with two cans of whipped cream, sitting shirtless in the middle of my kitchen for the next 3 days.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I ate them on the floor of my shower.
No, it wasn't.
Water on my back.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm wide enough to block the pie from getting wet.
No, that's how I eat my wedding cakes.
Oh, okay.
I eat the wedding cakes in here. But I will give you a real tip. When you are, if you're baking a pumpkin pie for the upcoming holiday, go a little extra on your salt if you're planning on serving it with a sweet topping. Here's why. You're not going to get a salty cake. You're actually going to counterbalance and bring a lot of that sweetness down to like a normal level where you're just not getting bombarded with a lot of sugar and sweet. You're bringing that sugar down just a little bit. So I believe I was going for about, I think, a half a teaspoon of salt or whatever. And I bumped that up to about three quarters, you know, about a half of a half. So an eighth of a teaspoon plus a
half.
Yeah, half of a quarter.
Yeah, which is an eighth.
I dipped the damn little spoon thingy back in the salt and put a little bit more salt there. Now, I go a little further because I'm not a big sweets person, and I will actually take my baked pumpkin pie. I do this with pecan pie, and I do it with apple pie. A little sprinkle of salt, flake salt over it. Whipped cream on top, and then I eat it. It just breaks down that sweetness where you're not just getting punched. Your palate isn't getting punched with all of that sweet. Just that's my real tip. Here's my tip that I did that I'm going to use as a warning to you. Do not grind your own cloves unless you are trying to throw away your spice grinder. I didn't have any. The recipe called for powdered cloves. I didn't have powdered cloves, but I did have real cloves. Dried little mini little nigglet pokies. little nigglet pokies. And I had that. And I took some of those and I put them in my spice grinder and I ground them up. They were a powder. Worked perfectly. House smelled like cloves for another week after that. And my grinder, I've washed it four times. It ain't coming back. It is everything that I will put in that grinder from this point forward will be clove infused.
It's a clove grinder.
It's a clove grinder now. But dude, that clove.
I wonder how many dates it got.
That clove dust. You want to talk about opening up your. That's the COVID test right there. If you can smell cloves, you ain't got COVID. If you can't smell cloves, get your ass to a doctor.
What if you can smoke cloves?
If you can smoke cloves, you're even better than that. And that has been your Corey, your OnlyPans. Yeah, man, I ruined and blew up my grinder. It will never be done again.
Now, you have one of those electric grinders, right? Where you put them in there and gzzz.
Yeah, because I messed up my Thanksgiving dinner so bad, I forgot to order for a grocery pickup powdered clove. So I ground them up myself. It worked. I had a very, and I think it actually worked better than if I would have had pre-powdered clove because the flavor really came through in the pumpkin pie. And I mean,
it's always better fresh.
And pumpkin doesn't have a flavor. So all of that stuff that you're adding into it, the ground cinnamon. That's what it's flavoring. So yeah. I screwed.
Pumpkin seeds have a flavor though. It's called delicious.
It is called delicious. Who wouldn't love some pumpkin seeds right about now?
Now I want to grab a pumpkin and just gut it, just so I can make fresh pumpkin seeds. Like,
have you ever done that?
Lightly roast them.
You know what?
I haven't, but I want to.
You know what I used to do when I was a young warthog.
When you were a young warthog.
We ate a lot of watermelon in the Matthew Henson projects. I know, cliche, black dude, watermelon.
Are you going to tell me you did what I think you did?
We used to spittoon the seeds out, and grandma would give us some foil and a towel, and we would dry the seeds on the back porch, and then the Matthew Henson project landscapers would allow us to have one little corner that had dead grass in it. No. Grandma had a garden out front and out back. And we would plant those watermelon seeds out back.
Yeah.
We planted those watermelon seeds. Never once grow the watermelon. But we would plant them seeds and grandma would let us go out there. Oh, I remember like it was yesterday. Grandma had this old little mini hand hoe.
Mm-hmm. Just a mini hand hoe.
It wasn't full grown hoe. It was a mini, a hoe that you could just hold in your hand.
I love them hand hoes.
You know, ain't nothing better than a hoe that could fit in the palm of your hand. So I had this little, you know, mini hand hoe, and it had a wooden handle, and you get splinters, so you had to use one of grandma's gloves.
Yo.
And for some reason, because all the grandchildren wanted to plant at the same time, she had like a bucket full of just gloves. And some of us have our matching gloves. Some of us will have on a blue one and a green one. One with flowers. You know, one that's got a finger missing. So you got some little kid's finger just sticking out of a finger hole. With, you know, because it was just like whatever you needed, because you could not put your hoe in the hand because you would get splinters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So grandma just had this old pickle bucket. This
white pickle bucket.
Ladies and gentlemen, Home Depot wasn't giving out Home Depot buckets to the project kids. We had pickle buckets. And grandma had all of her little gardening stuff that she would let us use in a white pickle bucket.
See, I didn't even know pickles came in buckets, because growing up where I grew up, pickles came in jars.
No.
But my granddad used to get these like big pickle jars.
5 gallon pickle buckets.
And that's how we made like sun tea or lemonade. Always.
Oh, the big glass ones. The big glass ones. Yeah. No, grandma.
You get those big pickle jars, fill them up with water, put the tea bags in there, and then just throw them on the roof.
Joy got to know about them white. There were big, huge 5 gallon buckets. Look just like the Home Depot ones. And they had a top on them that you would snap down on it. Those were
like a paint bucket.
It was exactly like a paint bucket.
But it was full of pickles.
But it was full of pickles at one time.
It was a pickle paint bucket.
It
was a painted pickle bucket.
It was a painted pickle bucket that we picked to put the plum flower peas in the pot in the pan and the pick. Peter Piper picked the pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked in the pickled painted pickle bucket.
I was just going to say, we've been saying it wrong this whole time. Is Peter Piper pick a pack of painted pickle peppers?
Peter Piper picked a pack of painted pickled peppers.
If Peter Piper picked a pack of painted pickled peppers, how many pack of pickled peppers did Peter Piper paint when he picked them?
But she had this white pickle bucket. It didn't have the top on it, so all the supplies and stuff, gardening. But we used to take them seeds and really thought we was doing something. But grandma only let us put it out in the back. And then I remember one time a cousin of mine snuck some seeds into the front garden of grandma's number 25 apartment. And he planted it in, I don't know if you remember this, you may not be old enough. Grandma had this old tire that someone had taken and frayed like the edges up, and it kind of like sprayed up and it became like a little planter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was put in the front and it was filled with flowers and stuff and soot and dirt and everything. And a cousin of mine snuck up there and put some watermelon seeds in there. Now, a watermelon never grew, but it did germinate, and it gave some really, you know, little green plants, you know, but it killed all the rest of her plants.
Oh.
Killed all the rest of her little, I don't know, grandma used to, a dude, I don't know why, I don't know how, but a guy used to come by on a bike, like the Elote's man today.
Yeah.
Grandma somehow had a plant man. He would come by on a bike and he would have all these, I now know them as annuals, but back then they were just plants. And he would just come by and he would sell them to grandma. She'd get like, she'd give him $5 and he'd give her like all these little plants, and she would plant them all up in the lounge, around, up and down the walkway up to the project door. And then on the side, she'd just plant these plants. And this man would come by on a bike ever so often and sell grandma plants off of a bike, off of a 3-wheel bike.
That's crazy.
In the project.
I was
going
to say, grandma let y'all plant in the back because that's where the dead grass was. And nothing grew there. That's why she was mad when cousin planted them in the front, because it killed all her flowers, because she knew the front was where it grew.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The project grass, it never died. Have you ever walked on project grass? Them blades of grass is about 4 or 5 inches thick.
Yeah, they are.
And I mean, you think crab grass is bad in Arizona? No, this project grass had a whole nother life, it was a whole nother species of grass. I told the story on the show, DT. I don't know if you remember. I told the story of how one apartment project building burnt down. Two down from my grandma.
None of the grass caught fire.
Bricks were burnt up. Roof was gone. Place was gutted. Everything was a total loss except the grass. The grass was as green as possible. When the fireman was putting it out, the grass was just, it was just hot a few minutes ago, but this feels good. That's a drinky drinky poo. This is better than that pickle water that Marguerite just poured out of that pickle bucket. This is some nice Phoenix fireman fire hose water. Oh, this is lovely.
Better than that pickle water.
Wasn't none of that pickle water no more.
No one wanted that painted pickle water.
Man, these firefighters are doing it up. Yeah, the whole building burned down. Brick building. And the Matthewson projects wasn't like projects buildings like back east where it's like 6 or 7 stories. No, everybody's project was, you had 2 project units. Like little, you know, what do we call them today? We call them,
I don't even know.
Like dual something.
Duplex.
Duplexes. So back then, the projects were very like small duplexes where everybody's project building where my grandma stayed was like 2. She had apartment 25, and then the neighbor, the Espinosas next to us, had apartment 24. And your front doors were about this close to each other, but there was only 2 living dwellings in that space, and then there was everything was surrounded by grass, and then there was another set of project homes. And then when you got further and deeper into the projects, that's when they started putting like 4 units together and then 6 units together and stuff like that. If you drive by there today, there are still some. Apartment 25 is no longer standing, but there are still some of the original buildings still there, and I will give you a front sale. None of this is in stone, but we are in talks with the property owners on possibly doing a taping in front of one of the existing buildings because my grandmother was very, very prominent, a prominent figure in the city and in the Matthewson Project area. She was on like every board you can think of. Grandma never worked. She ain't got nothing else to do. She went to her Catholic church. She came home. She watched the stories. She got in everybody else's business. She opened up her front door. She sat in her rocking chair. She had an old aluminum screen. She locked the screen, and she sat there in that rocking chair all day and looked straight out on the Dunbar Elementary's playground. But she also saw everything that was going on the street. And then she had the back door open. She didn't have to be facing the back door because above the aluminum screen door, she had a mirror angled at the perfect angle so that she could just look up and see what was going on behind.
Oh, wow.
Grandma had it done. She would just sit
grandma
there.
Grandma was a gangster.
Grandma was a gangster. Baby, I'm telling you. You know, she had, hey, that's what you get when you're drinking that pickle juice. All right, Pete. We got to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Honey, I got a question for you. You wanted more, so I'm giving you more. Introducing a new spinoff series, Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable. This spinoff mini show of Fat Guy Radio Show is a new YouTube series of one-on-ones with me, Corey Blaze. Episodes drop every Monday morning to help get your week off on a good foot. Check out Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fatguyradioshow. Mash up on that subscribe button and you'll never miss a new show. Also available on all popular podcast platforms. Nothing's better than a snack in between meals. Fat Guy Radio Show is the main meal, but to satisfy that hunger for more, jump down on my new YouTube series, Snackable. Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable, because I don't have enough to do.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Thank you, Lady K. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of year for you to give the gift that keeps on giving with a subscription to Afterburn. Listen as Corey and the fellas deck the halls and jingle some balls. For only $3 to listen and $8 to watch, you can join in on the fun of Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Santa couldn't bring this level of debauchery, so we did it for him. You wouldn't want to miss out on the hottest show on the internet. Go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn to get on the naughty list. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn. The red light isn't Rudolph. Afterburn. We are burning the snowman down. Afterburn. This time it's personal. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn. That was a good one. You didn't write balls. You wrote bells.
No, I wrote bells. I was going to say, wow, way to switch it up. I wanted to write balls, but I was like, I didn't know. And then you said it, and I was like, well, I should have just wrote balls the first time.
Edit, E out, A in. All right. All right. So welcome back to the show. Okay. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, before we move on with the show, I return back to some old roots of mine that I have not dug down into for quite some time.
Ooh, where'd you go?
I broke out my old director's and producer hat and worked with my son, my middle child, Aiden, my stolen middle child, Aiden.
Ooh.
And we produced a music video over the last 3 weeks. And it has been out. We didn't have a show last week, so I didn't mention it. And I didn't want to put it in Snackable. I wanted to put it out here to Fat Guy Radio Show. It has a little bit more of a greater reach than Snackable, as that's still a growing side project. But my son and I, Aiden, known as Kid Parrish in the in the hip hop music scene. Let me warn you folks, it's hip hop, and it is, you know, if you're a little sensitive to certain languages, you might want to avoid it. But Aiden and I produced a music video before the Thanksgiving holiday, and we have released it. It came out on November 28th. It's on YouTube. We'll have the link up on our Facebook page. Changes, written and produced by Kid Parrish. And we shot the music video for Changes, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I sent the music video to D-Tay before we started the show. And yep. D-Tay, what is your take on the music video?
It is amazing. I had nothing but good things to say. Me and you literally had a whole conversation before the show on how good it was. And like just hearing the backstory to a couple of the small frames and everything, yeah, of what's going on
behind the scenes.
Exactly. I was like, yo, that makes it even more incredible. And I got to watch it again just to pick up on there's layers.
Yeah.
There's layers. It's like a parfait of just amazingness, because there's so many layers.
Parfait of amazingness. There is a lot, because the song is very cathartic in thought. Kid Parrish has some amazing lyrics that he writes, and this is one of his biggest songs, but the final project came out perfectly. I couldn't have asked for it to be any better. How it started was a little rough. So I'm going to refer to him as a stage name, Kid Parrish, because we want to get that brand recognized. So Kid comes to me and he says, hey, I have this song that I want to do a music video for. And I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. This was about 3 months into the pandemic when he first hit me up. And we had a vaccine. We didn't know people were, what was all going on. He's like, I got a music video. I'm like, yeah, there's a little bit of a pandemic going on right now. We might be worrying a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I talked him out of it a little bit, and I let him rest on it. And I let him think about it. And I told him, I says, when you shoot a music video, man, you really want to be able to connect. I don't want to just do this just to do it. Every music video that I've ever directed and produced, I've had to find a connection with it. Well, in October, he comes and he says, a year and a half later, he comes and he says, I got it. I got the perfect song to do a music video. Are you down? I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's get this music video. So we set up a couple of meetings at the house. Excuse me. We set up a couple of meetings at the house. He comes by. And our first meeting, number one, before the meeting, he sent me the song. He texted me the song, and I'm listening to the song about a week before we were going to have our first meeting. I got my notes ready. I was like, okay, I'll try to sell him on this idea, maybe this camera trick. You know what I mean, DT? I'm like connecting to the song, and yeah. I'm getting my notes ordered. I got my laptop out. You know, I'm like, okay, we finna do this, and I'm going to walk him through it. I'm not going to do it all for him, but I'm going to walk him through it and give him, you know, how you really produce a professional product. And so meeting day comes. He walks in 5 minutes late. I'm trying not to have an attitude because you know how I am when people are late. But I love him. He's my kid. He walks in. First thing out of his mouth, I got my notes. I'm prepared. I got my laptop. I'm ready to drop some ideas on him for the song. I'm like, yes. First thing out of his mouth, I've got a different song.
I just changed up the song on you.
What? Yeah, I got a different song. It's called Changes. I said, but I was connected to this other song. I was bumping it, and you know, I was feeling the words, and I'm taking a deep dive into it because he's a storyteller. You know, yeah. I'm really diving deep. He changed up the song on me on the first meeting, but I played that song. I played Changes, and boom, something magical happened. Something magical happened where I connected to the song to the point where the first time I heard it, him sitting in my living room and he Bluetoothed it to my surround sound system. I heard it, and all of a sudden I'm starting to see the music video. And he starts writing out all the lyrics because I can see it, but I wanted to be able to see it. You know what I'm saying? So he writes the lyrics out on a tablet, a paper, because I want to be able to connect the lyrics. And we sat there. We had about 3 or 4 meetings, production meetings of ideas and things that he saw in the music video and things that I saw in the music video. But it was so amazing how he just switched it up. All my notes, my weeks of preparation on that other song just out the window. I mean, I threw it over my shoulder and all the notes just landed in an old pickle bucket. And here he came with Changes. And you know what? It was a moment that I didn't expect that it would actually, because if we would have did that other song, I don't know if we would have had the end product that you guys all see now or that you will see now on YouTube. Now, Fat Guy Radio Show Nation, show my kid how powerful we are. Let's get that. I think it's like at 400 and something views right now. Let's get him over the 1K. Come on, Fat Guy Nation. Get out there. Support my kid. Give it some thumbs up. Likes it. Share it. If you want to search it now, it's Changes on YouTube. Changes Kid Parrish. KIDPARRISH. Written and produced by me, even though he gave me those credits, but it was really a joint effort. I will say this also. This is a music video that you are going to want to watch several times because there are so many small nuances that we put into this project where you listen to a lyric that he says, and then you see something that not necessarily ties directly into the lyric, but is an imaginative interpretation of the lyric. It's very, very deep. It gets deep. But check it out. Changes by Kid Parrish on YouTube, and we'll have the link up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page as well. Where are we at on time? Are we almost over?
Yeah, we were right at the end sign.
We're at the end sign. Okay, so I'll save my Am I Weird question for later. We can also sit on the fact that I'm thinking about having a yard sale.
Well, I can already tell you right now what your Am I Weird question. The answer is yes.
Probably so. It would have been another picture in my phone. We'll save it for next week, ladies and gentlemen. But that's all that we have for you today. They can't hear that, Corey, because you got the level down. Nothing ever changes. That's what happens when we don't have a show for 18 weeks. I forget how to do what I do. And that's all the time that we have for you today. And DT, keep drinking. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. I've been saying the same closer for years, and I do not have it memorized, folks. I'm sorry. That's because we keep it fresh for you. All right, my apologies. We keep it fresh because we keep it pickle bucket. Bucket. Not a bucket. Jar.
I'm sorry. I was going to say we keep it fresh like the watermelons and kill grandma's plants.
Love you, Grandma Blaze. God rest your soul. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, regardless of your vaccination status, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew in absentia.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze.
I'm fat.
With our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.